In Northwest News from KPLU, during Wednesday night's Democratic National Convention, some political heavyweights took the stage to pledge their support for presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. There were speeches from former CIA Director, Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta, Vice Presidential Candidate Tim Kaine, and President Obama. Each of them explained how they think Clinton is uniquely qualified to be the next commander-in-chief. Washington State Delegate Trang Nguyen was in the audience again, listening. And as part of our election series From the Floor, Nguyen shares her thoughts at the end of the third night of the convention with KPLU's Ed Ronco.
The questions I've been asking you the last few nights have been kind of steeped in this question of how are you going to vote now that Bernie's not, you know, the nominee. I want to step away from that. I want to talk about, you know, you, Trang Nguyen, a human in the room at the convention today. What did you think about the speeches you heard tonight? And I want to begin with Tim Kaine. What did you think about his talk?
I thought he made quite an impression among the Clinton supporters and delegates. He had some great lines, like, you know, if you're looking for the party of Lincoln, home is here, or something along those lines. And he did mention Bernie a couple times and allowed us to cheer for him, which shows his respect for all of the Sanders delegates.
Everybody, we all should feel the burn, and we all should not want to get burned by the other guy.
What about President Obama's speech?
I adore President Obama. So hearing him speak tonight was incredible. I was tired, but hearing him speak and remembering where our country was 8 years ago and how far we've come is unbelievable.
Did he make a strong case for party unity tonight?
He had important things to say, and I heard him out. I respect him. I'll definitely be taking that into consideration.
Do the things you're hearing at the convention, the things that are being espoused from the podium, reflect your ideals, your values? Give me a sense of how much you're agreeing with what you're hearing.
I believe wholeheartedly, yes, we can. And I look around and I see tonight every seat was filled. I mean, there were some people standing in the stairways. There was not an empty seat. It was amazing to see. But during the speech by Leon Panetta, Oregon, which is seated right next to us, began chanting, "No more war." And Washington joined in. We weren't trying to be disrespectful or dishonor our veterans, whom we greatly admire and respect. We joined them because counterproductive regime change wars that lead to veterans not being cared for appropriately isn't right. And so that's why we chanted no more war and made peace signs. However, when that happened, the lights were turned off for Washington and Oregon. And I felt so sad. And I remember when the lights went out, the Washington delegates all looked at each other and just said, "Wow, did this just really happen? It's so dark."
Let's talk about what's happening among the delegation. Are you talking with Hillary Clinton delegates?
Absolutely, yeah.
What are those conversations like?
Really pleasant. I was actually on the bus ride home. I was speaking to Sharon Mass, who is not only a teacher, but she's also a supporter of Hillary Clinton, and I adore her.
Are you talking about the differences, though, between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton?
I did with some of my friends before I became a delegate, but I picked up the sense that everyone was very set with who their candidate is among our delegation, and didn't really press to persuade anyone, just knowing that we were going to do the first vote and you are pledged to the candidate you were elected for.
We've talked a little bit about how most of the delegation from Washington State is supporting Bernie Sanders because he strongly won the state caucuses. The primary, which doesn't count toward, on the Democratic side, doesn't count toward delegate allocation. Hillary Clinton won that, 420,000 votes to, I think, 382 for Sanders. Significant difference, about 38,000 people. Does that weigh on you, or do you consider that at all as a barometer of the way the people of Washington State feel?
I hope that the primary, which was non-binding, doesn't allocate number of delegates or nomination of delegates. I hope that primary doesn't override the will of the voters who showed up at the caucuses. If you weren't able to caucus, there was always the option of an absentee ballot. And I think that was made very, very clear.
You and other Bernie Sanders supporters have a decision to make, right? Hillary Clinton or someone else or no one at all. I want to know, how are you going to go about learning what you need to know in order to make that decision?
My heart and my mind is very still much with Bernie. But what I did in my research for Bernie Sanders, I'll be doing with the candidates. That means looking up their history, their experience, looking up YouTube videos of them speaking at all sorts of events, whether they're speaking directly to people they represent or speeches that they give. And I love to take notes, so that's a really organized way for me to collect my thoughts and base my decision.
That was Washington State Delegate Trang Nguyen talking with KPLU's Ed Ronco. We've been hearing Nguyen's view of the Democratic National Convention throughout this week.